Brothers and sisters, are we clear about why the Lord has gathered us here?
弟兄姐妹们，我们是不是很清楚主为什么要把我们召聚在这里？
You know, from time to time, it seems to me it's very helpful for us to get clear again about what it is the Lord wants to do when we gather together like this.
我想对我来讲，常常有的时候，如果我们能够很清楚，当主把我们召聚在一起的时候，要我们做什么，
Now,
是对我们有帮助的。
Previously, we have the great honor and privilege and blessing.To meet with our Lord at His table.
我们刚刚在主的桌子面前，能够蒙主的恩典，能够与主相遇。
This is a privilege that is only granted to those who are the children of God.
那这个特权是唯有神的儿女才能够享受的。
Who are believers and followers of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们信奉主耶稣基督，也跟随主耶稣基督。
And when we gather with Him at His table.
当我们在他的桌子面前一同聚集的时候
He himself needs to be the focus of our time.
那他就是我们的中心。
Now, there's no question that we benefit greatly from being there at this time.
在这个时候我们在那里大得益处。
But this is not a time when we gather with the Lord at his table for us to be focusing our hearts on ourselves.
所以在那个时候我们并不是要在主的桌子面前来注重我们自己的人自己的心
It's his table
那是他的桌子
It originated in his heart
是他心意所定的
Not man's idea
这不是出于人的意思
And it's a precious, precious opportunity and privilege that we're given
这是他所给我们一个极宝贝的机会跟特权
Our blessed Lord JesusIs seated at the right hand of Majesty on high.
我们可称颂的主坐在天上至高者的右边。
But He wants to be real to each one of us.
但他同时也愿意在我们生命里面成为真实。
So out of His great love for us,
那因为他对我们的大爱
，He gives us opportunities to have special times with Him.
所以他给我们一个机会，一个特别的时间，我们能够与他相交。
And he spreads his table before us.
所以他在我们面前摆设了他的宴席。
I trust we will never allow that to be an ordinary common time.
所以盼望我们永远不会把那段时间这样子的时间当作是一个普通的时间。
That we will sanctify it and make it what the Lord desires for it to be.
我们能够将它分别为圣，能够按着主的心意，能够成全主的意思。
A precious, precious time of fellowship with him.
能够有一个极宝贵的时间与他相交。
Now, when we gather in times like this,
那我们在这样子的时候一同聚集的时候
what is God's purpose for this time?
那神对要我们在这里聚集的目的是什么
You know, some of us have some very unusual ideas about what the purpose of these gatherings are.
那有的时候我们当中对我们为什么要这样的聚集的目的有些很奇怪的了解
I remember many years ago a brother telling me
很多年以前有个弟兄告诉我
that at least once a week I need to get my gasoline tank filled up
他说至少我们每个礼拜呢都要有一天的时间能够把我车子的油加满
and I think some of us have this idea that this is the time when God fills our spiritual gas tank
那很多人会感觉说我们一同聚集的时候就是要让神把我们空的汽油满
Now,
汽油箱填满
May it be that the grace of God will be imparted to us
的确神的恩典加在我们的身上
But to me there's a greater and higher purpose when we gather like this
但是对我来讲当我们一同聚集的时候有一个更高更远的目的
That is the living God
那就是说我们的又真又活的神
has something in his heart
是在他自己的心里面
that he wants to speak to our hearts
要从他的心来对我们的心说话
Now I trust that you are aware
我相信你们都知道
that our heavenly father
我们天上的父
our blessed Lord Jesus
那可称颂的主
And the Holy Spirit are totally aware of everything in your life.
是能够完全的彻底的了解你这一个人各样的方面。
He's fully aware of what we need.
他完全的知道我们需要什么。
And so he desires in his own way.
所以从按着他自己的心意，他盼望
to seek to address and provide something for that need that we have.
他要能够寻找我们，要能够把我们内心里面的那个需要能够满足。
The fact is,
实际上
we need to hear very much from our living heavenly Father.
那我们我们也愿意来到面前，能够亲近我们天上。
Now we read in Hebrews chapter 1.
我们读了希伯来书的第一章。
God has already spoken.
那神已经晓谕了我们。
He's spoken in the past.
他在过去对列祖说话。
But in these last days,
但在末世。
He's spoken again.
他又在晓谕我们。
And he wants to speak to our hearts.
他要对我们的心说话。
But how did he do it?
那他怎么讲呢?
In an absolutely unique way.
是一个非常独一无二的方法。
In a way that God had never spoken before.
这是神以前从来没有用的方法。
It's almost like our Heavenly Father wants us to see the bigness of His heart. How big His heart is for us.
好像是那天上的父要我们能够看见他的心有何等的广大。
And he wants us to be aware of all that he has abundantly supplied for you and me as his children.
他要知道他为你我神的儿女所预备的是何等丰盛的恩典。
So he's spoken to us in his son.
所以他在借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们。
He doesn't need to say anything else.
他不再需要说其他的事情。
He's already said all he needs to say.
他所有要讲的事他都已经说了。
It's clear.
是清楚的。
It's complete.
是完全的。
And it's that which you and I need to know and hear and understand.
正是你我所需要知道所需要了解的。
Because God's word is a living word.
因为神的道是活道。
Now it's my understanding, dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我的了解是
，Man cannot speak God's word.
人的口说不出神的话。
Now maybe your understanding is different, and that's okay.
那也许你的了解跟我不一样，那没有关系。
But I don't believe God needs anybody to speak for Him.
但我感觉神其实是不需要任何人来对他说话的。
He's fully capable, and he's proven that he's fully capable.
因为他完全有这个能力，他也证明了他自己有这个能力。
Of speaking for himself,
能够替他自己来说话。
He has spoken,
他已经晓谕
了。Clearly, completely, and he needs not for it to be anything else spoken.
他是清楚的，是完全的，他不需要再用别的方式说话。
But because he is spoken in a person.
但是因为他是对一个有位格的人说话。
An indescribable person.
他借着这位不可描述的基督说话。
In a person who is beyond description.
是很难描写的一位。
Paul said that he had the responsibility to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ.
那保罗是说神交托他要他把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
The unsearchable riches of Christ.
那不能够明白的丰盛。
Now brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
how long does it take you and me to discover the unfathomable?
对你我来讲我们要花多少的时间才能够明白那个测不透的。
How deep do you need to go?
我们需要钻得多深。
How do you describe the indescribable?
你怎么样描写那描写不了的事情？
How do you find the unsearchable?
你怎么样找到那找不到的东西？
Well, all I can say, dear brothers and sisters, is hallelujah.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我唯一能够有的回应就是 hallelujah.
And I'm glad to see that you brothers and sisters know how to say that word.
那我很感谢主，弟兄姐妹们也知道怎么说哈利路亚。
It's an amazing thing.
因为这是非常奇妙的。
The word hallelujah is hallelujah in all languages.
因为哈利路亚这个字在所有的语言里面都翻作哈利路亚。
So we're speaking common language.
所以我们所讲的语言是一样的
语言。It means our heart is rejoicing and we're praising the Lord.
所以我们的心能够欢喜一同的赞美主。
For who he is and what he's done and what he wants to do now.
为了他的所事他的所做跟他现在的工作。
So I just want to remind us this morning as we begin.
所以今天早上当我们开始的时候我要再一次提醒大家。
Our blessed Lord Jesus has eyes like flames of fire. He can see into the depths of all of our beings. He sees what needs to be adjusted, what needs to be changed. And he wants in his love to point these things out to us. Now we know sometimes we're not aware of those, that which is happening in our life that blocks the Lord's work from being completed. But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姐妹们,
he sees,
但是他看见了,
and I want you to know something, it doesn't change his love for you.
那我希望大家也知道, 他就算看见你的心的深处,
did you hear me?
你听清楚了吗?
Did you hear what I said, brothers and sisters?
我刚刚所讲的, 大家听到了吗?
He loves us in spite of all of our weaknesses.
虽然我们有诸般的缺点,
it was our weaknesses that he used to bring us to himself. But now that we've responded to his love, his deep love for us dictates that he wants to finish the job he started. And I've already mentioned what I understand the completeness of God's work in our lives.
所以我已经跟大家分享了按照我自己的了解神要成全的工作是什么
Conformed to the image of his son.
就是要磨成像他儿子的样式。
Now, I don't know how you can somehow allow the Holy Spirit to use that to get deep inside of you.
那我不知道,
maybe for some of us,
对我们当中的某些人,
it might be helpful to write it out on a little paper. Where we can see it every day, all day. At least many times a day. To remind us that in God's great love for us, he wants us to be conformed to the image of his son. He wants to take those beauties that are in the blessed Lord Jesus. And not just for us to hear about it, but to have that formed in us. Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
how do you respond to such a desire of God's heart?
你对于神心意所想的，你的回应是什么？
Are you free to say hallelujah?
你是不是能够很自由地说 hallelujah?
Can you say hallelujah?
你能够说这个 hallelujah?
Well, if there's ever a time when you should say hallelujah, it's then.
如果要有一个时候是我们该说 hallelujah 的时候, 就是这个时候。
I've already mentioned to you, dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
that if you lived 1,000 lifetimes, and you spend all of your time every day for 1,000 lifetimes, you could not even take one step for making yourself like the Lord Jesus. This is God's work alone. And so it has been in my heart to present our Lord Jesus before us.
所以在我的心里面，我的负担是能够将耶稣基督能够在众人面前显明出来。
To let the Holy Spirit take the wonderful truth about Him.
让圣灵把这个奇妙的真理。
And hold it up before our hearts.
能够在我们的心里面能够举起来。
And for us, by the help of the Holy Spirit, to see what it is.
让我们能够靠圣灵的帮助，能够看见它真实的意义。
That we find in our Lord Jesus Christ.
好，叫我们能够。
Now, maybe I need to bring some adjustment to what I've just said. I just want to say it very simply. You will never become a God.
你永远不会成为神。
You will never be God.
你永远不是神。
For eternity, you will be a human being.
在永远里面，你仍然是一个人。
But a human being transformed into what God wanted man to be.
但是是一个被改变成为神心意里面人的样式的人。
Now God is God.
那神是神。
And there are no other gods.
除他以外别无没有别神。
We will never become God.
所以我们永远不会成为神。
You know there is among us today.
我们知道在我们当中。
Those who are trying to convince us.
那有时候我们有这样子的确信。
That there are other gods.
我们会觉得说好像有别的神。
And the human beings become God.
我们把一个人变成神。
I want to tell you my evaluation of that.
那我要把跟大家分享一下我自己对这件事的看法。
It originated in the pits of hell.
因为这是从地狱的根源所出来的。
So you be very, very careful before you go that direction.
所以如果你是往那个方向走的话，你真的是要十分的小心。
My dear brother Dana Congdon.
所以我们所亲爱的弟兄
David Congdon. Earlier in this week.
在这 earlier this week.
Earlier this week.
就在这个这个礼拜的刚开始的时候
，That among many of you brothers and sisters from China，
在很多从中国来的弟兄姐妹当中
，There is something happening that I think would be very important for you to be aware of and learn how to respond to it。
那发生了一些事情，我觉得大家都需要知道，好叫我们知道能够如何的应对。
Have you heard of Eastern lightning？
你们有没有听过东方闪电
？Anybody？
有听过的可以举
手。Oh my goodness!
Oh wow!
That's out of the pit of hell, my brothers and sisters.
这个就是从地狱的深渊里面出来的教训。
That Jesus has come back in the form of a woman.
是说耶稣是按着一个女人的形象已经回到了世上。
Do you see how the enemy is working?
所以你可以看出仇敌的工作。
Why is he working this way?
他为什么要用这种方式工作
？Because he hates God and hates God's purpose.
因为他厌恶神，他厌恶神的目的。
And he hates God's purpose in your life.
他也厌恶神在你生命里面的目的。
And he's going to do everything in his power to try to somehow interfere with God completing the job he started in you.
他会尽他一切的所有的能力，要叫神在你身上开始的工作不能够完成。
I plead with you, my dear brother and sister.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我恳求你们。
Not just for your benefit，
不仅是为了你们的好处。
But do we understand？
好，让我们能够明白。
When our heavenly Father loses，
那对我们父神的的伤心损失。
Do you understand how precious you are to Him？
你要明白你在父的眼里是何等的宝贝。
The highest price that could ever be paid has been paid。
因为一个不可能所付的那个高的代价，他已经付了。
The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ，
就是我们主耶稣基督的保险。
The blood of the Lamb of God，
是神的羔羊的保险。
He purchased you with this，
他用他的保险买下了。
How precious do you think you are to Him？
所以你要知道你对他是何等的宝贝。
Nothing more， there's nothing on this earth that is more important to Him than His children。
所以在这个地上没有一个比神的儿女对神更宝贝的东西。
His beloved ones。
我们这是独一的。
And may I say to those of you who have responsibility of oversight，
所以我对当中我们那些需要治理众人的人，
get before your Lord，
要来到主的面前。
Ask the Lord to give you much wisdom and grace，
要神给我们更多的智慧跟恩典。
To be shepherds among those that you are responsible for，
好叫我们能够牧养那些交托我们的人。
Why do you think？The shepherd has a staff, a rod.
你想为什么那个牧羊人手中有一个杖？
Well, one of the reasons is because he knows that sheep are vulnerable to the wolves.
因为他知道那羊容易受狼的攻击。
So he needs a way of destroying or at least beating the wolf to where he doesn't interfere.
所以他需要有个东西能够打那个狼，叫那个狼不会来侵扰羊。
That he doesn't attack the flock and seek to destroy it.
因为那个狼是要攻击羊群，好要毁灭羊群。
My dear brothers and sisters，
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
if there's any measure of life among those that you gather with as the Lord's people，
所以我们当中有我们周围都有奉主的名一同聚会的人。
You need to know the enemy is on the prowl。 He's wanting to destroy that which is so precious to our Lord.
他要毁灭那些在我们主眼中看为宝贝的东西。
So you brothers who have responsibility,
所以我们当中, 要负这些责任的人,
let's cry out to the Lord for much grace.
所以我们要恳求主赐下极多的恩典,
much wisdom,
更多的智慧,
and real courage,
跟真正的勇气,
stand up against this kind of stuff.
要能够面对这样子的挑战。
Now, this is one of the reasons why.
那这是为什么?
It's so necessary and helpful for us.
对我们来讲是必须的帮助的。
To let the Holy Spirit take the Word of God
是要让圣灵能够把神的话语
and hold the truth up before us.
能够把那个真理摆在我们的眼前。
The truth as it is in Jesus.
这个真理是在基督里的。
God has fully displayed
在基督里, 神已经将他的教导完全显明了。
The truth about Himself,
关于他自己的真理,
the truth about what He's seeking to accomplish, and the truth about how He accomplishes that work. So, where do we get our answers?
所以我们的答案是什么?
By looking at the blessed Son of God.
就是看着那可称颂的主,
He is a complete, perfect, clear revelation of who God is. And what God desires to do. And He's the one through whom He's seeking to do this work. Now it seems to me, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们对我来讲,
that in the person of our blessed Lord Jesus,
在我们这可称颂的主耶稣的这位主里面,
we have a revelation of who God is.
我们已经看见一个关于神是谁的启示。
The Lord Jesus said in John 14,
主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章讲,
when Philip asked him, can we see the Father?
当腓力问, 主耶稣说, 主啊, 求你把父显给我们看,
and the Lord Jesus said to him,
那主耶稣对他说,
Philip, have I been so long with you and you don't recognize me?
腓力, 我与你们在一起这么久, 你还不知道吗?
He who has seen me has seen the Father. He is a perfect revelation of who God is. What God is like. And the other wonderful truth is, when we look at the Lord Jesus as a human being,
我们看,
now, I know that you are aware that our Lord Jesus became a human being. He has always been the eternal Son of God.
因为在永世里,
as the Son of God, he was not born.
因为他是神的儿子,
he is eternal. Along with the Father and the Spirit. He never had a beginning. But as a Son of Man,
但是成为人,
He had a beginning in Bethlehem.
在伯利恒,
He grew up and matured. Excuse me.
他在那里长大,
but brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
when you see Him, you see what it is that God wants human beings to be like. He wants you to be like Him. Now, I hope you have taken some time to sit and meditate about this marvelous event that happened in human history. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That meant that the eternal Son of God emptied Himself of His rights as God and was born into the human race as a human being.
成为一个人,
His name as man is Jesus.
So, 人来讲,他的名字叫做耶稣。
His name as son is Christ.
他的名字, 做神的儿子他是基督。
But now in him, in the Lord Jesus Christ,
所以在耶稣基督里,
there's a perfect, I don't know how to put it, I want to be very careful.
他有一个完全的,
there's a beautiful combination
of
God and man perfectly united.
所以人性跟神性完全的合一。
That is, God having the freedom to manifest himself through a human being.
所以这样的神就有这样子的自由,能够不受拦阻的在人性里面能够显现。
So what we see is God living his life out through a human being.
换句话说,我们所看见的是一个神把他的生命在人性里面活出来。
Now brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
I hope if some of you have misunderstood or been offended in some way.
所以如果你们有误会或是觉得被冒犯
about my failures as a one who is responsible to share.
因为我觉得我在分享的时候犯了一些错误。
I just want to say to you,
我想说的是,
what was in my heart for many months ago,
在我心里面几个月以前就有这样子的负担,
was to come and fellowship with you about this wonderful Lord Jesus.
就是能够来到这个聚会当中与大家一同来分享的奇妙的主耶稣基督。
I would have loved to have been able to take the truths we find in this letter to the Hebrews.
我很盼望能够把在希伯来书里面这些写明的真理。
He has so many unbelievable things to say about him.
因为他讲了许许多多难以置信奇妙的事情。
What we find in this letter about the Lord Jesus is the truth about him.
在这个信里面讲到关于主耶稣基督的真理。
And the list is very long.
这个可以讲得非常的长。
He is the Son.
他是儿子,
the perfect Son of God,
是神完全的儿子,
through whom God has spoken.
是借着他神晓谕我们,
he is the one who has provided a so great a salvation.
是他借着他神极大的救恩临到我们。
And if we get some time this morning, we want to focus on him being our apostle.
那今天早上我们也要来看一下他怎么样成为我们的使者。
And the Lord willing, tomorrow morning we want to fellowship about him being our great high priest.
那明天早上如果有时间，主如果许可的话，我们就来分享他怎么样做我们的大祭司。
You know what I feel like when I begin to read and meditate on the letter to the Hebrews?
你知道当我开始读希伯来书在那里默想的时候，我心里面的感受是什么？
I feel like a little boy.
那我感觉好像一个小孩子,
6 or 7 years old.
6岁, 7岁,
and his father finds a store that has all the possible kinds of candy there is in the world.
所以他的父亲有一个房子,里面有全世界各样各式的糖果。
And the father takes his son to this candy store.
那这个父亲就把这6、7岁的小孩带到了这个卖糖果的店里。
You can have as much as you want.
然后教着孩子说,你要拿什么,吃什么就拿什么。
But he doesn't know where to start.
但这个孩子完全不知道从哪里开始。
Everything looks so good.
因为每一个东西都看起来非常的好。
So he goes over here, but then he looks over there, and he sees something he thinks is better.
所以他看了这里,放下了,又看了那里,又看到更好的。
Now that's the way I feel when I come to this letter to the Hebrews.
这就是我读希伯来书的时候,我心里面的感受。
I feel overwhelmed.
因为我感觉,
I feel totally incapable.
我感觉实在有极大的极乐,觉得极乐。
And appropriately presenting the Christ that we find here.
我觉得我实在没有能力能够充分的把在希伯来书里面所讲的基督能够完全的在这里写明。
I had all my messages that I wanted to share outlined.
我其实已经有把我的信息的大纲都已经写好了。
But since the Lord Jesus is Lord of my life,
但是耶稣既然是我生命的主,
or at least I want him to be the Lord of my life,
我至少说我是盼望他能够做我生命的主。
He has the right to rule and to overrule.
所以呢,他就有权利能够管理我,也有权利来否定我的决定。
And sometimes,
有的时候,
when we have made our best plans,
那即使我们的计划是完全的,
he overrules the plans.
但是呢,他还是会否决这个计划。
Now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
I am your brother.
我是你们当中的弟兄,
and I'm not trying to make excuses for my failures.
所以我不是要在这里为我自己的失败找个借口。
But I want us to know there's something so precious in this letter.
但我真是盼望大家能够知道，在这信里面有极宝贝的东西。
We would be foolish if we didn't spend some time reading and meditating and considering what is being said here.
如果我们不能够花一点时间，我们去读，我们去想，我们去默念，那真的是一个我们的损失。
So let's accept the encouragement.
所以让我们
coming and reading and meditating on this portion of God's wonderful word.
所以让我们能够受勉励，让我们能够一起的来读这一本书，了解这本书，默念这本书。
So why are we gathered here this morning?
所以我们今天早上一同在这里聚会是为什么？
Because、our loving heavenly Father.
是那爱我们的天父。
Knowing us perfectly.
完全的知道我们。
Knowing all the things in our lives that He cannot ever be satisfied with.
因为知道我们在我们生命里面各式各样叫他心意不满足的事情
But he has a solution.
但他有个答案
He has what is needed in order for that thing to be adjusted and made right.
他有一个道路能够叫我们能够修正能够除去这些事情
So that when he looks into our lives,
所以当他看我们的生命里的时候
he sees that being replaced, that which is, what word can I use? Ugly?
所以他就能够看到该怎么说呢就是我们那些要被除去的那些丑陋
I mean if you take as I said yes, put the Lord Jesus here
就是我讲过的假如我们把主耶稣放在这里
the beauty of the Lord Jesus
你看到耶稣基督的荣美
and I stand alongside of him
然后我站在他的旁边
and is exposed who I really am
而且完全的将我里面铺开让大家都看见
how do you describe the difference between the beauty there and what you see
那你会怎么样子来描写你看到主身上的荣美跟在我身上所看到的这一切呢
maybe you have a better word
But
our brother Godwin used the word ugly.
但我们孙弟兄讲到说那丑陋。
It's so far from what God wants us to be.
因为那完全的跟神要我们所成为的荣美不同。
I don't know how you respond.
那我不知道你会怎么回应。
But our God will not be fully satisfied.
但我们的神的心他不会完全的满足。
Until you and I are fully formed into the image of his son.
只等到你我都能够完全的磨成他儿子的样式。
But you say, Ernie, that's so discouraging.
但你会说啊 ,Ernie, 这个听起来太叫人丧气了。
Well, if it was your responsibility to produce it, I would say to you, you're absolutely right.
那么如果说这是你的能力你的责任的话那我会告诉你说你绝对是对的
But there's no need for you to be discouraged.
但你完全不需要丧气。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because our Lord Jesus has already finished the work.
因为主耶稣已经成就了这件事。
And by God's wonderful working,
靠着神奇妙的工作
we are in him and he is in us.
我们在他的里面他在我们里面。
We are in Christ and Christ is in us.
我们在基督里面基督在我们的里面。
And through this dynamic,
那借着这样的互动
through the disciplines that God brings into our lives,
那借着神在我们生命里面所带出来的管教
he sets aside that which is ugly.
所以他叫那些丑陋的能够除去。
And recreates in us something of the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ.
那在我们的里面再造一个能够反映出耶稣基督的荣美。
So what is the Lord trying to do this morning?
所以主今天这个早上要在做些什么?
Even through the foolishness of preaching.
甚至对一个愚昧的受造之物。
He's seeking to form his son more fully in each one of us.
他还是要在你我一个人一个人的生命里面使神的儿子能够完全的成形。
No human being can do this for you.
没有一个人能够做到这样子的事。
You can't do it for yourself.
你自己不能够在你身上做这
样子。And no other human being can do it for you.
别人也不能够在你身上做这样子的事。
It needs to be clear to us.
这个要很清楚。
We are totally at the mercy of our God.
我们是要完全的依靠神的恩典。
And hallelujah, he's the Father of mercies.
那感谢赞美主，因为他是那蛮有恩典的神。
And his mercies are new every morning.
他的怜悯每日都是更新的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For me, it's a great hallelujah.
那对我来讲，这是一个极大的 hallelujah.
I would like to live today in a way that is perfectly acceptable to him.
因为我很盼望今日我就能够活出一个生命是神完全所喜悦的。
But I've lived long enough to know that's not what happens in my life.
但我已经活得够老了，我知道我的生命不是这样。
Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about.
让我再给大家一个例子来解释我在讲
什么。Let's suppose that someone was able to put a camcorder in your on your brain.
我们假设说有人能够把一个摄影机能够放到你的脑里面。
And record every thought that you had for 24 hours.
然后24小时时间把你一切所想的东西都录起来。
Now let's suppose this could really happen.
那我们就假设说能够这么做的话。
How many would volunteer your recording to be shown up here?
那有谁我们当中有谁愿意自愿的把这个录下来你的影像心意的影像能够放在这里给大家看。
Every thought that you had for 24 hours.
只要24小时的时间
recorded on a video.
把它录在一个录像上。
Any volunteers this morning?
我们当中有没有人要这样做?
Anybody willing to volunteer for that to happen?
有没有自愿的人?
Brothers and sisters,
对弟兄姐妹们,
even the way we think,
就是我们想的东西,
it's not acceptable to God.
都不是神所喜悦的。
Unless we let the Holy Spirit,
那除非我们
让圣灵, enable us to think with the mind of Christ.
那给了我们能力, 让我们能够体贴基督的心意。
So, dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们,
all I'm saying is,
我讲的是这个,
I need God's mercy so much.
我真的切切的需要神的恩典。
Because most of us should have been further down the road spiritually than we already are.
当然我们当中在属灵的道路上也有可能走得更好更远的。
And we've made a lot of foolish mistakes.
那我们自己也犯了许多愚蠢的错误。
And we've failed at times to take full advantage of the grace that God has wonderfully supplied for us in His Son.
那有的时候我们真的是没有依靠神已经在耶稣基督里面所给我们要赐给我们叫我们能够领受的恩典。
But what do you think about that?
那你怎么想的?
What do you think about the fact that if that happens to you, that your experience is you have done things you shouldn't have done and you haven't done some of the things you should have done?
你是怎么想的？假如有一些事情你知道不该做的，你做了；你知道该做的，你没做。
Which I think includes every one of us here.
那我相信我们每一个人都有这样子的经验。
Now, what are you going to do with those things when you come before the Lord?
那么你来到主面前的时候，你要对这些事你要怎么办呢
？When you have your time with the Lord.
就是你花时间跟主在一起的时候。
What are you going to do with those things?
你要怎么样子来面对
这些事？Because if you begin.To let those things negatively affect you.
如果你让这些事情能够影响你，是一种负面的影响你的话。
I hope you're beyond being surprised at what you're able to do.
那你也许你会很稀奇，你能够做些什么。
You know what I'm trying to say?
你知道我想讲什么。
I hope you're not shocked at some of the things you do.
因为你如果看到你能够做的事情，有时候你会吓一跳。
But even being aware of those things.
那就算你自己知道了。
You know, brothers and sisters, the writer of the book of Hebrews encourages us to come to the throne of grace.
那个希伯来书的作者勉励我们要能够来到施恩的宝座面前。
And what do we receive when we come to this throne?
所以我们来到主的施恩的宝座面前，我们领受了什么？
Mercy.
他的怜悯。
And grace to help in time of need.
他的恩惠做我们患难时随时的帮助。
So don't try to hide your failures from the Lord.
所以不要在主的面前隐藏你自己的失败。
Don't try to act like you haven't done anything wrong.
不要在那里好像你完全没有犯罪得罪他。
No, you can come to Him.
但不是的，你能够来到他的面前。
Come to our blessed Lord Jesus.
来到那可圣中的主面前。
He's been here. He's lived His life out as a human being.
因为他曾经降世，他曾经活得好像一个人一样。
He's been tempted in every way that you and I will ever be tempted.
他跟你我一样，凡事受到试探。
And so He's able to come and help us.
所以他能够帮助那些来到他面前的人。
Now, brother, I think this is so wonderful.
弟兄姐妹们，我觉得这真是太好了。
Now that doesn't give us liberty to just do whatever we want to do.
那这个意思并不是说我们可以随意的、任意的而行。
We need to learn to let the life of Christ in us be our life.
我们必须要学习怎么样基督的生命在我们里面成为我们的生命。
We need to learn to say no to our old Adamic nature.
所以我们必须要能够对我们里面那个可对可定罪的我能够拒绝。
Let's be clear, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们
要清楚。You and I have a tyrant living inside of us.
在我们里面有一个暴君。
I didn't hear one amen.
我没有听到阿们。
That doesn't mean it's not true.
但即使没有，也不代表这是假的。
Our old Adamic nature, it only wants its own way.
因为我们这个里面可定罪的我，它是要按着自己的旨意行。
And God hasn't decided to somehow change it.
如果神不是要改变它。
You know what His solution is for our old Adamic nature?
那么这样子的话，我们那个可定罪的自我会怎么样？
Death by crucifixion.
神解决掉我们能够钉死十字架。
You remember Romans 6:6?
你记得罗马书六章六节。
Knowing this, that our old Adamic nature was crucified.
知道我们的必死的身体是与基督同钉。
This is God's solution for the old man.
那这是神对那个老我的解决之道。
Not reading your Bible more, not going to more meetings, all the things that we normally think we need to do.
并不是更多的来读圣经，更多的来参加聚会，我们那些一般觉得可以变化我们的东西。
Now, we need to do those things.
当然这些事情是必须的。
But not as a way of us changing our old Adamic nature.
但那个不是叫我们那个可定罪的那个本性能够改变的东西。
You know that through the finished work of our blessed Lord Jesus.
所以你知道我们那个可称颂的主已经成全的工作吗？
It's possible for you and me to receive a life.That is God's own life.
好叫我们能够领受那在他里面能够领受那个神自我的生命。
A life that has not been created.
一个不是受造的生命。
A life that is eternal.
一个永远的生命。
It's the same life that God has in Himself.
是神自我的生命。
And when we believe in the Lord Jesus,
当我们相信主耶稣的时候，
the Holy Spirit takes that life of Christ.
圣灵就把那个主耶稣那这样子的生命
And by his doing, he puts it inside of us.
因着他的工作把它放在我们里面。
It's called being born again.
这就是所谓的重生。
Being born of the Spirit.
在圣灵里重生。
So brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of this marvelous work of God.
所以这个就是神奇妙工作的开始。
But his focus is on, primarily on that new man.
所以神的工作主要是着重在那个新人。
This new creation that God is working on in us.
这个神在我们里面所开始的新造。
And when he's doing this work in us,
他在我们里面工作的时候。
Guess who he's looking at? Sorry.
那你想有谁在看？
He's looking at his son.
他看的那是儿子。
And he's using the son as his pattern.
他就是用这个。神的儿子作为模样。
So, what he's doing, what he sees in his son is what he's recreating in you and me.
所以他看见了他儿子的模样，那就是他在我们里面所创造的新造。
If we're in Christ,
我们落在基督里，
we're a new creation.
我们就是新造的人。
God has started over new.
因为神是重新开始。
A new beginning.
一个新的开始。
Not to change the old.
不是把那个旧人改变。
The old.
而是代替了那旧。
To give us a new life,
给我们一个新的
a new character,
一个新的性格
a new way of living,
一个新的道路
and with a new hope,
有新的盼望。
I hope it's absolutely clear to you.
我盼望我们能够非常的清楚。
Your old Adamic nature will not find any place at all in God's eternity.
因为你的旧我，那受咒诅的旧我，是在神的永远里面是没有地位的。
You remember what our Lord Jesus said to Nicodemus?
你记得我们的主耶稣对尼哥底母说的话。
Because Nicodemus, it seems to me, came to the Lord Jesus.
所以尼哥底母晚上的时候来到主那里。
And when he had heard the Lord teaching,
因为他听到主的教导。
Because he himself was a teacher.
因为尼哥底母自己本身也教导人的。
He was a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人。
And so he was well educated.
所以他受了很多的教育。
When he heard the Lord Jesus speaking,
所以他听到主的教导的时候，
something got registered inside of him.
所以在他的里面有一些回应。
I think this young Galilean might have something to help me with.
所以他觉得这个从加利利来的年轻人也许可以帮助我。
Maybe there's something he can add to me that will make me be a better teacher.
也许他可以再帮助我加给我一点东西，让我能够。做更好的老师。
So he met with the Lord at night.
所以他在晚上的时候与主耶稣见了面。
And Nicodemus started the conversation.
所以是尼哥底母开始说话。
But I want you to, when you read that again,
当你再一次读那经文的时候,
notice the Lord didn't answer his question.
你要注意主其实没有回答他的问题。
What he did, what the Lord did, was address the fundamental problem in his life.
主其实的回答是要讲到尼哥底母生命里面最更深的问题。
So what did he say to Nicodemus?
所以他对尼哥底母怎么说?
What is Nicodemus' solution?
他尼哥底母需要的解答案是什么?
According to the Lord Jesus.
根据主耶稣给的答案是什么?
What did he say to him?
他是怎么跟尼哥底母说的?
It'd be a good idea if you made some changes.
是不是说告诉你要怎么样改变一点东西?
That you went back and worked on another PhD.
或者你回去再修一个学位。
This will help you.
这个能够帮你。
It's not what the Lord said to him.
这不是主跟他讲的。
Remember what he said?
你记得主怎么说?
Nicodemus,
尼哥底母,
you must be born again.
你必须要重生。
You don't have the life in you that God can be pleased with.
因为在你的里面没有神所喜悦的生命。
So twice he told him, you must be born again.
所以两次他跟尼哥底母说,
it's not optional.
你一定要重生, 因为它不是一个选择。
It's not optional, brothers and sisters.
没有别的路。
I don't care. Maybe you think you're better than Nicodemus.
也许你觉得你自己比尼哥底母还好。
But brothers and sisters,
但弟兄姐妹们,
the fact is we're all in the same category.
但其实啊, 我们都是一样。
We are all sinners.
我们都是罪人。
By nature and by practice.
不仅是我们的本性, 也是我们的实行。
Now maybe you don't think yourself to be a sinner.
也许你自己觉得自己不是罪人。
But the word of God is very clear.
但神的话是很清楚的。
All have sinned.
世人都犯了罪,
and come short of the glory of God.
亏缺了神的荣耀,
that includes you.
那就包括了你,
that includes me.
包括了我,
we are sinners by nature.
我们按着本性生下来就是罪人,
God's great salvation is to bring our human spirit back to life again.
是叫我们人里面的灵再一次苏醒过来,
and begin to build this new creation in us.
所以能够叫这个新造能够在我们里面成全,
creating us in the image of His beloved Son.
按着他所爱儿爱子的形象在我们里面工作。
Now, I've already said it a number of times.
我已经讲了好几次,
but I want to say it again.
那我要再讲一次,
this work can only be done by God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit taking the finished work of the Lord Jesus and making it a reality in our lives as His children.
那在我们, 神的儿女的里面, 使这个工作能够成为实际。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
it seems to me the Lord has overruled man's plan.
所以照我看来主呢否定了人的计划。
Maybe I'm wrong.
也许我错了。
But I trust in some way.
但我相信,
your heart has been moved.
这些事能够感动你的心,
and out of the depths of your being,
在你心的深处,
cry out to Him,
向神呼求,
I want to be like the Lord Jesus.
我愿意像主一样。
I want to be conformed to His image.
我要能够磨成他的样子。
I'm tired of trying to do it myself.
要我靠着自己做, 我已经太累了。
Teach me what I need to know.
请你教导我,
become a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
让我知道我能够如何跟随主。 我要跟随他的脚踪。
Following Him and being led by the Holy Spirit to me is the same thing.
跟随主好像是跟随圣灵的带领是一样的事。
And the blessed Holy Spirit has been sent here by the Father and the Son.
所以那可称颂的圣灵是父跟子所差遣的。
To work in the lives of human beings like you and me.
是要在像你我一样的人的里面来工作。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
I already talked with a brother this morning about this.
我已经跟一个弟兄今天早上谈了。
How did you discover that you needed forgiveness of your sin?
你怎么样子才知道你的罪需要赦免?
I mean, it really became reality to you.
我知道的是说真正的真实的,
that you were a hopeless, helpless sinner.
开始你知道你是完全没有盼望,完全没有力量的一个罪人。
How did you come to that conclusion?
你怎么知道的?
Not by your own effort.
那当然不是靠着你自己的力量。
It was the Holy Spirit working in you.
乃是圣灵在你里面的工作,
arranging your circumstances.
那安排了你周围遇到的事。
In some ways, He allows us, He leads us into situations.
所以他带领我们到光景当中,
to where we see ourselves as we really are.
然后我们才能够真正的看见我们是真实的我们。
And we're totally disappointed with what we see.
我们看到了，那我们心是何等的失望。
And when this light comes to us,
那这个光照在我们心里的时候，
we say in our heart, I don't want to be this way anymore.
然后我们的心里就说，我不要再做这样子的人。
I want to be a change.
我要改变。
And the Holy Spirit gives us the grace.
然后圣灵给我们恩典
to make that change,
叫我们能够改变
change the direction of our life,
我们的生命的方向改变
learn to turn away from the world and the things of ourselves,
所以我们开始能够拒绝我们自己的拒绝这个世界
and let our major focus be upon the Lord finishing the work he started in us,
让我们专心的着重在主耶稣要在我们身上所成全的工作上
so dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
It was in my heart this morning to fellowship about our Lord Jesus as our great apostle.
今天早上我本来心里的负担是要跟弟兄姐妹们一同来分享耶稣基督是我们的使者。
Let me just mention a couple of things.
所以让我再讲几件事。
Because I promise you, I will not keep you beyond the time.
所以因为我已经说了，我不会超过时间的。
But you say, why do I need an apostle?
你会说我为什么需要这样子的使者？
Because it was necessary for there to work to be a work done.
因为神有一些工作要成就。
That only God could accomplish.
这些工作唯有神能够做。
So we could go through and we could look at some other references in the New Testament about apostles.
所以我们可以看一下在新约里面能够找出那些关于apostle 使徒或者使者的教导。
But 17 times in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里面总共出现了17次
The Lord Jesus identifies himself
那主耶稣是这样来称呼自己的
as one who has been sent by the Father
他是说父所差遣的
Now do you know what the word apostle means?
那你知道这个使徒或者使者这个字的意思是什么
He's a sent one
就是蒙差遣的
He didn't volunteer for something
那不是自愿的
didn't start to do something for himself
那不是不是完全按着自己的意志做什么。
There's a necessary work, a very important work that had to be done.
但有一个非常重要的是必须要成全的事。
And in the wisdom and love of God,
在神的智慧跟爱里面
because of he's a righteous God,
因为他是公义的神
he had to find a righteous way to redeem unrighteous people.
他要有一个公义的方法能够来救赎那不公义的人。
And so in his perfect wisdom,
所以在他全然的智慧里面
his perfect knowledge,
他全然的知识里
面 the only way that would satisfy his righteousness,
唯一能够满足他公义要求的
is if there were to be a perfect lamb without spot, blemish, or any problem in this lamb. It had to be perfect.
是要有一个完全的羔羊没有沾污没有斑点没有皱纹
But when he looked around the human beings,
但他看一看这些人
no one qualified.
那没有一个人能够做这样子的牺牲
So what is God supposed to do?
所以神要怎么办呢
Forget about it and just go on the way things are now?
那神就算了吗然后就让这事情继续这样子发展吗
No, his love demanded something else.
那当然不是因为他的爱
His love demanded he find a way.
所以他的爱就激动他要找出一个答案。
You and I would have never chosen this way.
因为你我按着自己，我们绝对不会选择这种方法。
But the choice was our great heavenly Father.
这个选择就是我们的伟大的天父。
Decided that His Son would become the Lamb of God.
就是他的爱子要成为神的羔羊。
That He would, as the Son of God, become a human being.
这神的。儿子要成为人的样子。
And as a human being, he would become the lamb that needed to be sacrificed.
那这个人他就要成为那个羔羊是要被牺牲献祭的。
Man for man.
以人来代替人。
Now in the Old Testament, you could take a lamb.
在旧约的时候你可以拿一只羔羊。
This would not fully satisfy God's righteousness.
但这个没有办法完全的满足神公义的要求。
He had to have a righteous way to do it.
他一定要有一个完全公义的方式。
A righteous way that fully satisfied his righteousness.
使他自己公义的要求能够完全的满足。
My dear brothers and sisters.
所以我亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Is it clear to you?
是不是清楚
了? Our God can never, ever, ever do anything unrighteous.
因为我们的主耶稣是绝对不，我们的神是绝对不能够做任何的事情是不公义的，因为他是公义的。
He will never deny himself.
所以他不能够背乎自己。
He will never violate who he is.
他没有办法做事情是不按着他的本性做的。
So, this great love and righteousness demanded that he find a perfect way.
所以神的极大的爱公义就让他必须要找一个完全的方法。
Now, dear brothers and sisters.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
It's absolutely true.
这是真的。
Our forgiveness is totally on the basis of the grace of God.
因为我们的蒙赦免是完全的根据神的恩典的。
It's free.
根基在神的恩典上。
It's free.
是不需我们花代价的。
You cannot buy it.
你买不到。
There's nothing you can do to earn it.
你也没办法赚。
It's absolutely free.
它完全是白白的恩典。
But please understand.
但同时你要了解。
It cost somebody a very dear price.
但是它花了是别人花了极重的代价的。
For you and me to know total forgiveness of our sins.
好叫你我能够完全的经历这个我们最彻底的赦免。
Justified.
能够称为义。
You know what that means, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姐妹，你知道那什么意思吗？
Just as if I had never committed any sin at all.
我们被称义，好像我们从来没犯过罪一样。
How is that possible?
这怎么可能呢？
How can a righteous God forget about all my unrighteousness?
一个公义的神怎么样能够就这样子忘掉我们所犯的一切错误？
When he looks at the blood of the Lamb.
因为当他看见羔羊的血的时候。
When he sees his son paying the price.
他看到他爱子所付的代价的时候。
Then that becomes the priceThat God demands for me to be forgiven.
那个就是神要赦免我所要要求的代价。
And for you to be forgiven.
也是要赦免你神要付的代价。
So our blessed Lord Jesus.
所以我们口称颂的主。
The Son of God.
神的儿子。
Became a man.
成为人。
And it's interesting, brothers and sisters. His favorite title for himself.
你要知道他自己最喜欢称呼他自己是什么。
Son of man.
是人子。
Not son of God.
而不是神子。
He was proud to be the son of man.
因为他做人子，他很高兴。
But I hope it's clear to each one of us here this morning.
但我盼望对你我都很清楚。
This is a new humanity.
这是一个新的人性。
A new humanity.
一个新的人性。
The old Adamic humanity is not at all acceptable to our God.
因为那个旧的受咒诅的那个人性是完全是神没办法接受的。
So if any man be in Christ,
所以若有人在基督里
there's a new creation,
就是新造的
a new Adam, a new human race,
一个新的亚当一个新的人
and our blessed Lord Jesus,
那我们那可称颂的主
as our great apostle,
是我们的使者
was sent here,
是神所差遣到这里。
He became a human being.
成为人的样式。
He lived an absolutely perfect life.
活了一个完全没有犯罪的生活。
He obeyed his heavenly father without exception.
他彻底的顺服了父的旨意。
Not like Adam.
不像亚当一样。
God made it very clear to Adam, you shall not eat of that tree.
因为神已经跟亚当讲得很清楚，你不可吃树上的果子。但他吃了。
He sinned, he violated, he disobeyed.
他犯罪了，他违背了神的命令。
But our blessed Lord Jesus,
但我们的可称颂的主
as the new man,
是一个新造的人。
He was perfect.
他是完全的。
He lived an absolutely perfect life.
因为他的生命里面是找不到罪。
Paul tells us he was obedient unto death.
保罗告诉我们说他存心顺服以至于
死。Even death on the cross.
且死在十字架上。
Therefore,
所以。
Therefore,
所以。
God hath highly exalted him.
神将他升为至高。
Given him the name that is above every name.
使他的名高过万有。
Now this is something for you to meditate about.
这是让你我应当默想的事。
There is a man,
有一个,
a human being,
有一个人, 一个完全的人,
seated at the right hand of majesty on high.
现在坐在了那, 高天至高者的右边。
I want to say it again.
我要再讲一次。
There is a human being,
有一个人,
a man,
一个人,
he was just as much flesh and blood as you and I are.
他是有血有肉就跟你我一样。
But that he underwent death and then resurrection.
他已经死了又复活了。
And he's now seated.
他如今坐在。
In the highest position of the universe.
在全宇宙最高的地位上。
Now this is what he wanted in the first Adam.
这本来是神心意里面叫第一个亚当得到。
For Adam to rule over all that God had created.
因为他要亚当他们能够治理全地。
But Adam failed.
但亚当失败了。
But hallelujah,
但感谢赞美主。
Our Lord Jesus succeeded.
我们主耶稣基督成功了。
And you and I can enjoy all the benefits.
所以你我就可以享受这一切的好处。
Now, when we talk about this great salvation that the writer talks about in chapter 2,
当我们在讲到希伯来书第二章所提到那极大的救恩的时候，
How great is it?
这恩典到底有多大？
It's indescribably great.
那是真是描写不出来的伟大。
It's beyond our finding out.
我们测不透。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们，
why would we be satisfied with anything less?
为什么我们要不以此为足，要以别的东西为宝足呢？
Why are we so foolish to try to find it someplace else?
为什么我们要这样子愚昧的在别的地方来寻找呢？
Why we just give up?
为什么不放弃？
And say, Lord, I want to find your way.
那直接说主啊，我要你的道路。
I want to discover more and more and more of these riches that are in my Lord Jesus.
我要更多更多更多的能够认识明白在基督里面的丰盛。
Back in the 1970s, I finish with this, okay?
在70年代。
In the 1970s,
在70年代。
There was a lot of little courses that were created and sung.
那有些短的课程 courses.
Courses, songs.
有些在唱歌里面，有些短的那个重复的句子。
And I have one in my heart now. I want to finish with.
那我的心里面就有这么一个chorus, 一个副歌。
It's probably not a good idea for me to sing it. Okay.
那当然，老实讲，我唱歌可能不是一个很好的。
So I just give you the words.
那所以我就告诉你们怎么写的。
I want more of Jesus.
我要更多的耶稣。
More and more and more.
更多更多更多。
I want more of Jesus.
我要更多的耶稣。
Than I've ever had before.
比我以前所有的更多。
I want more of His great love.
我要更多认识他的爱。
So rich, so full, so free.
这样的丰富，这样的丰满，这样的。
I want all. I want more of Jesus.
我要一切，我要更多的耶稣。
So.
所以呢
I'll give him all of me.
我就将我自己全然地交给主。
So that he's free to work in me.
所以他就能够在我身上自由地工作。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
May all of us have a deep hungering in our hearts to be like him.
愿我们的内心的深处都有这样子深深的渴想，
have more and more of his life and character.Formed in us.
愿他的生命，他的性格能够越来越多在我们里面成形。
And when your heavenly Father,
所以当你天上的父亲看着你的时候，
He won't be looking at the old you.
他看到的不再是那个老我。
He'll be looking at the new you in Christ, in His Son.
他看到的是那个新我，在基督里面，他儿子里面的新我。
So dear brothers and sisters,
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，
take encouragement from this old brother.
盼望你们能够听我的劝勉。
We have the most unbelievable, indescribable Lord.
我们有一位主是不可想象、超越我们所思所想的。
Let's pursue after Him.
让我们能够一同的追求他。
Let's let the Holy Spirit help us.
让我们依靠圣灵的帮助。
To get our focus.
是让我们的重心专注的。
And to do all He leads us to do.
能够做一切他带领我们所做的事。
In our everyday life.
在我们每天的生活里面
On your job, in your family, wherever you are.
我们的工作，我们的家庭，不管我们在怎么样的情况下
The Spirit is there, seeking to conform us more and more like the Lord Jesus.
因为神的圣灵一直在那里，要不断的能够变化我们，叫我们能够磨成神儿子的样子。
Even here at this time we have together, this retreat.
甚至在这个礼拜，在这个时候，我们一同聚集的时候
Are you aware that the Holy Spirit wants to work in this situation?To form more of Christ in you?
你知道我们的圣灵正在要用各样的方式能够叫基督成形在我们里面。
Let me just make one suggestion, one observation.
所以让我再分享一件事情。
You know, when you have a lot of people together,
你知道当我们有很多人在一起的时候，
sometimes we don't pay attention to being kind to one another.
有的时候我们就忘掉了我们要彼此就温和的相待。
We want to be the first ones through the door.
那我们就会感觉得我要出去就往第一个走。
Like we shut ourselves off from all the others.
有时候我们就把自己锁在一个观念里面，跟别人没关系。
So I told this is the third time I said I'm going to stop. Okay.
所以这是我第三次讲，我讲完要说。
But let's imagine.
要想。
The Lord Jesus is walking in front of you going out the door. When he gets to the door, what do you think he's going to do? Bump you and bump the other person and go through first?
把这个人挤走,
you think that's the way he would do it?
你觉得那是主耶稣要做的吗?
I think he'd back off and says, open the door for us.
不是的, 他会说, 弟兄姐妹, 你先走,
this is one of the ways the Holy Spirit works in us. Because we see this is not the way our Lord Jesus is.
And
the Holy Spirit impresses us to do it a different way. And when you do this, it forms Christ in us. Thank you, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
I know it's not what we said we were going to do. But I present it as before the Lord. And trust that He will use the foolishness to somehow speak to our hearts. Let's pray together. Father, it is so wonderful to know
主啊,
that you are the Father of mercies
你是蛮有怜悯的父,
and the God of all grace.
你是充满恩典的神,
thank you from the bottom of our hearts
从我们内心的深处,
that you have assigned your Son the position of being seated on the throne of grace. We want to thank you, Father, for such a wonderful gift that you gave to us. We only deserve your severest judgment. But you have given us mercy and grace. We want to be like your Son. We want more of his character formed in us. And we want more of his ways to be demonstrated in our way we live our lives. Help us. In the name of your beloved Son. Amen.
Amen.